Happy New Year and welcome to Drive Time Marketing, the go-to source for the latest in casino marketing strategies. I'm your host, Julia Carcamo, and today we're diving deep into the 2024 casino marketing landscape. Whether you're a seasoned marketer in the gaming industry or looking to up your game, this episode is packed with insights and forward-looking strategies to help you stay ahead of the curve. So let's get started.
Welcome to Drive Time Marketing, tips, tricks, and tools to take your marketing to new and profitable destinations.
As we enter 2024, the casino marketing world is buzzing with innovation and a renewed focus on player engagement. Drawing from the insights of last year and the wisdom of industry leaders, we're seeing a dynamic shift in how casinos connect with their audience. Today, we're going to explore these changes, discuss the implications of political advertising on marketing strategies, and highlight the ever-important role of branding in the casino industry. First up, I want to share a discussion I had with Andrew Cardino from Quick Custom Intelligence, where he suggested a softening in the casino business on the horizon. But rather than sparking alarm, Andrew suggests that despite this possible softening in the casino business, this is an opportunity to double down on the blocking and tackling of strategic planning and foundational marketing. It's about understanding customer behavior, committing to data-driven decision-making, and returning to the core tenets of marketing excellence. Rather than hunkering down and cutting expenses, he advocates for a more robust battle plan that emphasizes the bedrock principles of the trade, a profound understanding of customer behavior, a steadfast commitment to data-driven decision-making, a return to the core tenets of marketing excellence, reevaluating the timing of campaigns, leveraging more nuanced targeting to reach specific demographics, and exploring less saturated niches within the digital landscape. By doubling down on these fundamental strategies, Cardino implies that casinos can navigate potential downturns with resilience and agility, turning challenges into strategic victories. Moving beyond the gaming floor, the distinctiveness and memorability of brand-aligned experiences is becoming vital as a differentiator. Aaron Harn of Wild Rose Entertainment and Todd Moyer of Peninsula Pacific Entertainment both emphasized this to me. They talked about the importance of creating experiences that resonate deeply with players. And this isn't just about flashy promotions. No, it's about every touchpoint reflecting the casino's brand values and creating an environment where guests truly feel valued. Aaron says the synthesis of human resources and marketing efforts is essential in cultivating a brand-centric culture throughout your property. This collaboration is pivotal in ensuring that every interaction between staff and guests reinforces the brand's values, elevating the overall guest experience. Casinos can secure a prime position in the entertainment spending hierarchy by creating an environment where every touchpoint with the customer is an opportunity to deliver excellence. And as players become more discerning, the exceptional experiences thoughtfully aligned with the brand and delivered consistently by a well-informed and engaged team will satisfy and exceed guest expectations. This excellence in the guest experience will become a decisive factor for customers as they allocate their entertainment dollars, preferring casinos that understand and cater to the evolving landscape of their desires and demands. Peninsula Pacific Entertainment's Todd Moyer is adamant that when discussions occur about the guest experience, the voice of the marketer should be heard loud and clear. He concurs that the guest experience isn't merely one aspect of casino operations, but the crux of it. Moyer emphasized the importance of returning to the roots of casino marketing by focusing on the essential offerings that casinos are known for, the gaming floor and the lore of slot machines. He argues that the essence of the gaming experience has to take precedence, with the slot machines not just as fixtures, but as the stars of the show. Moyer also stressed that promotions and ancillary offerings, while valuable, should augment rather than overshadow the core product, further insisting that marketing leaders must not only be familiar, but also deeply knowledgeable about the gaming products they offer, from the latest slot machines to the classic table games. This expertise will enable them to enhance the gaming atmosphere, ensuring that the lights, music, and services contribute to an immersive and exhilarating experience for every guest. His perspective underscores a fundamental principle: the gaming experience, when executed to perfection, is what truly captivates and retains customers. By advocating for marketers to sit at the strategy table, Moyer ensures that the guest experience remains at the forefront of operational decisions, ultimately defining the casino's success in any competitive market. And the digital transformation of marketing continues to be a priority, as noted by Aaron as well. Embracing email, text, and online gaming platforms will be essential. Moreover, the use of AI and analytics for personalization is critical. Harn and Pala Casino Vice President of Marketing Josh LaDuff advocate for a better grasp of AI tools, enabling marketers to tailor experiences more effectively to individual preferences and behaviors. LaDuff also pointed out simplifying data to make strategic, data-driven decisions. And my friend Mary Lofnes introduced a debate about the necessity of apps versus a mobile-optimized website, suggesting that an over-reliance on apps may only sometimes add value to the guest experience. She also highlights the significance of maintaining player engagement through communication strategies that will motivate players to achieve the next tier in your loyalty programs. We're going to continue to look at our trends for 2024 after this really quick break.
Join the second line to the most innovative casino marketing gathering. Interactive and immersive, you'll experience a 360-degree view of casino marketing and learn from experts in their fields. We keep the group small so that everyone gets a hands-on experience they can implement when they go back to work. Click the link in the show notes for information.
Welcome back. Now, we've covered some groundbreaking insights so far, from strategic resilience to the art of creating compelling guest experiences. Now let's continue exploring the trends for 2024. To deeply understand and engage with the casino guest, the foundation of any successful branding strategy, as highlighted by my Jules Rules of Branding, begins with comprehensive market research. This approach ensures that we're addressing the real challenges guests face, challenges that may differ slightly from what we assume to be obstacles to our growth. This type of research can lay the groundwork for solutions that are not just guesswork, but targeted strategies designed to address fundamental issues from the guest perspective. Next, we have to consider the role of marketing technology. Customer relationship management technology trends are revolutionizing how we track, analyze, and interact with our customers. Modern CRM systems harness vast amounts of data, turning it into actionable insights that enable a personalized approach to guest relations. These systems are the engines behind the scenes, propelling us toward more informed and responsive ways of catering to our clientele. And as LaDuff underscored, these advanced tools are more than just databases. They're intricate systems capable of predictive analytics, behavioral tracking, and personalized communication, vital in crafting a guest-centric approach. Building upon this technological foundation, re-engineering a casino's player development program is also critical. It's about recognizing not just any guest, but the most valuable ones, and providing the casino host with the tools and insights needed to enhance VIP guest experiences. Hosts can deliver exceptional bespoke experiences that will resonate with high-value guests by leveraging detailed CRM insights. But it's not just about attracting new guests, it's also about retaining them. Bootcamp coach Luigi Mastropietro of Every points out the importance of implementing inactive and decliner programs. These strategies are crucial in re-engaging guests who may have decreased their visits or are at risk of churning out. By understanding the reasons behind their behavior, casinos can tailor their approach to reignite their interest and loyalty. And in order for all of our programs to work properly, we must have a foundation of accurate, insightful data, because it will simplify decision-making. With a firm grasp on customer needs and behaviors, casinos can devise reinvestment approaches that are not only effective, but also efficient and profitable, ensuring that every dollar spent is an investment in enhancing guest loyalty and maximizing profitability. This data-driven foundation is pivotal as we navigate the intricate world of casino marketing, always aiming to elevate the guest experience and solidify our brand presence in a bustling marketplace. Modern casino floors are brimming with high volatility games and sophisticated features, and the need for a nuanced approach to player worth is increasingly critical. Chris Providence from Player Performance Group advocates for a meticulous evaluation of player value, emphasizing the importance of crafting reinvestment strategies that retain players and elevate their lifetime value. As players' experiences become central to their entertainment spending decision, the effectiveness of these strategies becomes paramount in securing loyalty and profitability. Expanding on this notion, another bootcamp coach, Dan White, points out a crucial aspect often overlooked: the cumulative effect of layered incentives and promotional programs. He has observed that many properties tend to stack offers and promotions, eroding margins over time. This additive effect can be subtle, yet significantly impactful, necessitating a deeper understanding for the total reinvestment in programs and rewards. Dan suggests that properties should critically analyze the all-in reinvestment rates of their promotional strategies to pinpoint areas where profitability might be diminishing. He notes a common tendency to augment existing programs with additional offers, potentially overlooking the foundational reinvestment structures and their implications on overall margins. In light of these insights, it becomes evident that a balanced and informed approach to reinvestment is essential. By continuously evaluating and adjusting the structure and scale of incentive programs, casinos can ensure that their strategies foster guest loyalty and engagement and maintain a healthy margin for sustainable growth. This nuanced understanding of reinvestment and its broader implications is crucial to optimizing the delicate balance between attracting guests and preserving the casino's profitability. And the landscape of marketing communications within the casino industry is set to encounter significant influences in 2024, mainly from political advertisers. AM George owner Adele George, also a bootcamp coach, emphasizes that the political climate, especially during election years, can profoundly impact casino marketing efforts. In markets where political races are intense or clearly leaning towards one political party or another, advertising strategies have to be navigated with foresight and agility. The influx of campaign and PAC money can saturate the media, leading to increased rates and limited availability, especially on prime TV and radio stations. The heightened activity in political campaigns, especially in an election year like 2024, means an across all media channels, including digital and social platforms. Adele points out that digital platforms are likely to become more appealing to advertisers due to their non-preemptive nature compared to traditional media. Still, during election cycles, there's a surge in demand for digital ad spaces, driving up costs and decreasing availability for other advertisers, including casinos. And platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Google become battlegrounds for attention, with political ads dominating the feeds and search results. And this saturation can lead to higher bidding prices for targeted ad placements and potentially lower engagement rates for non-political content as audiences become overwhelmed or fatigued by political messages. Shifts to digital should be cautious rather than hasty. We always advocate a balanced approach to media buying. Moreover, the focus of audience attention shifts significantly during these times, with more users engaged in political content. So casinos have to strategize to cut through the noise without getting lost in a shuffle. Strategic advertising planning might involve things like avoiding high-profile promotions, such as significant giveaways during peak political advertising periods from October to Election Day, or considering allocating advertising budgets away from, hate to say it, from the top stations when political rates spike and could mitigate the impact of our marketing campaigns. Casinos also have to plan their digital and social campaigns with an eye toward the political calendar, anticipating changes in user behavior and platform dynamics. Shifting the focus to alternative digital strategies or content types, such as emphasizing direct email and text campaigns or community engagement over broader ad buys, might be an effective way to maintain a connection with your audience. Additionally, in social media, the content and tone of messaging must be carefully managed to avoid being drowned out or inadvertently associated with political discourse. As such, casinos should monitor their digital presence closely, ready to adapt and refine their strategies in response to the ebb and flow of political campaigning and audience sentiment. Given these potential disruptions, Adele underscores the importance of rigorous auditing practices. Ensuring that promotional placements and agreements are executed as intended is crucial in maintaining the integrity and effectiveness of your marketing strategy and your media buys. This attention to detail will help safeguard the casino's marketing investments and ensure that the messaging reaches the intended audience with the desired impact, regardless of the tumultuous advertising environment that election years can bring. In wrapping up our discussion on 2024 casino marketing trends, it's crucial to address the importance of branding. This aspect goes beyond mere logos and color schemes. It encapsulates how a business conducts itself both internally with employees and externally with guests and the communities it serves. Branding is about the holistic representation of a casino's values, mission, and the unique selling propositions in every aspect of its operation. Effective brand differentiation is essential in the competitive casino industry. Successful companies recognize that to truly stand out, they need to move beyond just the functional attributes that are easily replicated. They have to aim to create a unique brand experience that connects emotionally and culturally with their audiences. Whether it's through an emphasis on luxury, a commitment to community, or a dedication to sustainability, these characteristics aren't just a part of a marketing plan, but are integrated into the operational and cultural fabric of the business. Decision-making becomes straightforward when a brand is clearly defined and reflected in every operation. Each policy, interaction, and design element is an opportunity to reinforce the brand's core values and strategic goals. This consistency elevates the guest experience and it cultivates a robust internal culture, empowering employees to embody and advocate for the brand. Ultimately, a strong and distinct branding strategy offers a significant competitive edge. It influences why guests prefer one casino over another, looking beyond the games to the experience and values the brand embodies. As the casino industry marches into 2024, investing in a meaningful and differentiated brand experience will be essential to captivating guests, motivating employees, and impacting the community, ensuring enduring success and relevance in a dynamic market. As we wrap up today's episode, remember the future of casino marketing is vibrant and full of opportunities. With the right strategies, informed by data and driven by a deep understanding of your guests, your casino can not only navigate the challenges ahead, but thrive in the evolving landscape. And if you're looking to enhance your marketing efforts, consider our fractional CMO and creative director services. We're here to help you translate your insights into actionable strategies, ensuring your casino remains at the forefront of innovation and guest experience. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about how we can help you elevate your casino's marketing strategy. Thanks for tuning in to Drive Time Marketing. I hope you found today's episode enlightening and inspiring. Join us next time for more insights and strategies from the world of casino marketing. Until then, keep playing to win.
Thank you for joining us on Drive Time Marketing. If you like what you heard today, rate and review so other marketers can find us. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the link in the show notes. And if you're looking for more in-depth knowledge and training, join us at our next Casino Marketing Bootcamp event. Until next time, keep driving towards your goals with great marketing.